You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hey, you guys.
Just another day in the neighborhood.
I need someone to make me laugh.
Wow, you're a good whistler.
I'm off.
Yeah, you tried.
I was just part-time.
It's all that practice with the recorder in grade school.
Hello.
I can't whistle, okay?
Hey, guys. So, if you're tuning in, this is the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, your favorite E! Family, your favorite Armenian E! Family. And Bing is for doing. I'm sure you guys know that. And this is a really good episode, so we want to get started and dig in. It's juicy, so I'm going to go around the table really quickly and introduce everyone.
Hey guys, I'm Susan Hahn. I'm the girl who's keeping it real one bitch at a time. Please follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn.
Hey.
Hi guys, it's Adria Theoritis. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Adria Theo.
And it's Giselle Ugardi. You can follow me at Giselle Ugardi.
And I am Deanna Vaughn. You can follow me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV, the number two. Okay, so if you're tuning in, this is all about the Kardashians. We're at episode 11 now, and this one is Affairs of the Ever Heart. Another good episode. And let's just start out. A lot of good stuff going on. But I want to talk about Home Sweet Home, kinda. So we're seeing Rob, you know, he's saving for an apartment. Actually, he's been looking for an apartment for a while. He was actually looking for an apartment back on Chloe and Lamar.
Right.
He's looking for a home.
A home.
He lives in an apartment now.
Yes. So he's looking to purchase something, not rent something. And essentially, at the end of the day, we find out that he doesn't have enough money to make a 20% down payment on a home. Now, this is all I have to say, and let's dig into this. But did that strike you as odd? Because I feel like they've been on television for a while now. They all collect a great salary, plus they do all these side things. Why doesn't he have enough money for a down payment?
I don't think his the business advisor said that he doesn't have enough money. I think she's saying to save his money. I don't think that's a good move for him right now to put $200,000 down on a home that he's just – and basically I think he's just trying to purchase a home just to purchase a home because he doesn't want to be the loser brother.
It's definitely for more security.
Absolutely. Yes. And let's not forget, he's a 25-year-old guy. I mean, to purchase a $1.1 million home is a huge, huge step.
Big deal.
But yeah. Because all he has really is the show, I think. I don't know if he's endorsed with anyone or sponsorships or anything.
He's had the show for a while, though.
He has, but that's kind of like instant money. If that if the show ends in a few years, how's he going to, you know, keep paying this mortgage or however the payments?
Exactly.
I think that's what the financial assistant or their manager, whatever, was just giving the advice for.
He's 25 years old.
Exactly.
He's carding it up.
Exactly. I was going to say, I'm sure he spent a lot of the money that he has made on really stupid things, on very expensive apartments that have a very high rent that he does absolutely not need.
I agree.
And I think it was smart, if anything, for him to call up his business manager and for her to advise him. You know, it sounds like it's someone that she can trust or that he can trust, you know, because a lot of times celebrities end up trusting these people that are not making the decisions for them. And she said, you know, it's not just about the down payment. It's about having to pay it year after year after
your
year.
Your mortgage.
And Rob has expressed to everyone about his entrepreneurial, you know, ventures in terms of wanting to do the sock thing and who knows what else. And so I think,
And I'm thinking
I think
maybe
once
that's where a big chunk of his earnings went towards the sock line.
Right. Well, okay. I can kind of get with that. I mean, I do understand. He's 25 years old. It's a big purchase. At the same time, he's not your average normal 25-year-old.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? He comes from this family who, mind you, just signed another $40 million deal with E! To stay on the air for the next 4 years. So there's a little security there.
Yeah.
I guess I was just surprised to hear that the manager was like, you know what? Save your money. I don't think this is the right move. I guess that is smart, you know. But I don't know. Before we dig in a little bit and talk about Rob moving in with Chloe, I just want to remind all you guys to please rate us on iTunes, make your comments, tell everybody, tell your friends, tell all the fans, you know, your fellow friends who watch the show. We really do pay attention to your comments. Mm-hmm. We read them. We actually love commenting back. Yes. Rate us. There's a little rating system on there. And at the end of the day, it's all free. iTunes, you can subscribe. You don't have to pay a single thing. So just reminding you to do that.
And whether it's good or it's bad, we read them and we appreciate it.
We love
it. A couple of weeks ago, Dion and I were reading that one of you was having trouble accessing our YouTube video on your mobile devices. And we were able to tell our producer, you know what, hey, we want to make sure that this is accessible for everyone. So please leave your comments, good, bad, rate us, like us, hopefully thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up. Yeah, and if you're ever having any issues, we will do what we can to try and help you out. So that's that. So back on topic. So, all right, so Rob, okay, he's saving his money, you know, and I would imagine the business manager, any like large purchases that they want to make, that they have to run it by the business manager, which is a good idea. So it's not like he's running to her saying, oh, you know, I want a new pair of jeans.
Right.
You know, and she's like, okay, here's $100. So,
and just to clarify, you know, I believe this woman is a family business manager.
Yes.
She's probably, you know, respected and trusted. And
Right.
And it's a smart thing that he had a conversation with her.
I think it's just overall just for the longevity of his personal funds.
Yeah.
What it comes down to. Like, he can put the money up front now, but is he going to be able to do that? Just kind of just preventing him from digging himself in a hole.
I get it. Now, on the flip side, because he is holding off on buying his own home, he's moving back in with his super sister, Chloe. And I thought it was funny how he asked Lamar first, and Lamar's like, oh, yeah, man, you know, I'm all for that. And
well, Lamar Chloe's will like, agree with anything that you said.
Exactly.
That's
and
his
then,
buddy.
And then Chloe's like, I don't know. You know, we really got to talk about things. What did you guys think about that?
I love Chloe. I think she's such a great aunt. She's a great sister. Mm-hmm. She's just a great human being from what I see her on, you know, on television. And, I mean, Robin and Lamar, they're the brothers that they never had, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're going to have that special bond.
Right.
And I think it's hilarious, and I love it.
The ebony and
because it's
ivory.
Genuine, right?
Yeah.
The ebony and ivory.
It totally
they're just
is.
So goofy and just so loving together. And that's just what you want. Like, he doesn't have that relationship with, like, Scott or, you know, anyone else. Just him and Lamar just, like, love each other.
Right. Think about when you were younger, you know, where, like, if you really, really wanted something, you knew, like, should I ask Mom or Dad?
Right.
To me, it was always Dad.
That's a good point, yeah.
Or if it was, if Mom said no, I went to Dad.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's a good point.
Had to hit the sweet spot first.
Yeah.
Because then you have a better chance of getting what you want.
True. Right. This is true. Knowing who to ask. But is this relationship short-lived? Because already, like, things are already, you know, he said he had a few things. We've all heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
I only have a few things. I'm only bringing my clothes, a suitcase. Next thing you know, he's
Mount
got, like,
Everest.
He's got a U-Haul. Mount Everest. You got a U-Haul, you know, up inside her garage. So do we think this is going to get worked out?
I think so. Yeah. You know, they're family.
They're brother and sister.
You know, I mean, I totally take advantage of my brother. I'm like, eh. You know what I mean? I mean, we're family.
Can I have this, please?
Yes.
And at the end of the day,
can I just, like, put a box in your garage? Yeah, right. Like, bring on the truck. Thanks. Bye. Peace
Here
out.
Here's Louis Vuitton.
Exactly.
There you go.
Thanks. Bye.
The truck backing up.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, I think Chloe loves having Rob around. Like, they have
so much
fun together.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, sometimes Lamar's gone or, I mean, I know he's not working now, but she just wants someone to, you know, to hang with all the time. She's just so, I feel like she's one person that doesn't like to be alone. She always, you know, wants to have fun with people and hang out with people.
I agree.
And Rob is just that person.
Yeah.
And she was on Damage Control. You know?
Yeah.
She knew ahead of time. She knew going into it. She knew some of the downfalls of last time. But I also think, you know, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen Lamar have, like, a really, really hard time. And we know in real life what's going on with him. I think she knows deep down that whether or not it's, like, the smartest thing for Rob, it is kind of the smartest thing for Lamar to have someone who's positive.
That's a good point.
Just brings, like, a lightheartedness to their home.
Right.
You know, and I think because they're having such struggles getting, you know, conceiving.
I know.
It's great to have, like, that other third body there that third energy.
You know? How great of a mom is she going to be? Like, we got to see her
in the beginning.
We got to see her interact with her nephew Mason, and like they just have the best relationship. Like
when
he
ran away, she's just like. And he's just like,
what
does
he call her? Coco?
Yeah, Coco and Kiki. Okay. Kiki. Kim is Kiki. Yeah.
That's so cute.
Show me your six pack.
Her ass. Mason, he is so cute. Such a cute little kid.
But she's going to be a fantastic mother. So I hope it works out. I know they're trying, they're working on
she'll
it.
She'll have twins the first time.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be perfect. Well,
boy and a girl?
Yeah, especially if she's doing the whole fertility thing. Like, that's definitely a possibility. Okay, so on to our next juicy topic for today.
Operation Everheart.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so do we really think that Bruce was really flirting with Angie Everheart?
Yes. No.
No, not in a malicious, I want to cheat on you way.
Right.
At all. And just in a fun, friendly way.
I don't think flirting has to be in a cheating, malicious
right.
way.
But no.
I think
absolutely
he was flirting.
But think about it. He's, like, locked up in that home, and no one's there. No one even knows that he's there.
He's locked up by choice.
Well, by choice. But, yeah, but he just wants to have fun with someone. He wants someone to hang out with. He wants someone to golf with. And
should it not be his wife?
But you know, she doesn't want to go, though. That's Chris's problem.
Well, so are you saying that you didn't feel like he was flirting with Angie? Or Ange?
I think he was, but I think it was just so. I think that he's so innocent. And I just think
I agree, absolutely.
He just wants a companion, and she wanted to golf with him, so he's going to do it, and he's going to have a good time.
I agree completely, but I do think that he was flirting, and he said, it's kind of nice being around a woman who doesn't yell at me all the time.
But, it's true, but also remember that, on the one hand, Bruce is a little bit of a loner sometimes.
Yeah.
At the same time, the way that they built it up in the episode, it was Chris saying, like, these are my friends. Like, you stay over there. You stay over there.
Yeah.
You
good
know?
Point.
And so, and I think also, yes, okay, he was kind of flirting. He was being nice. But, like, no one likes to hang out with Bruce. Like, the last couple of episodes, it's been, like, the main point of conversation. Like, Kendall and Kylie don't want to hang out with
him. He just wants friends.
And,
well, we did learn last week how much of an ass he can be, for lack of a better word, and which is why nobody hangs out with him, because, you know, how he can get. So
he's the realist of the family,
well,
though.
Understandably, but I think he does his thing and she does her thing. That's why their marriage lasted for 21 years.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing.
I don't know.
I'm not saying that it's necessarily... Even though I don't think Bruce would do any harm, especially because, let's be real, like, they're in front of the cameras. If you wanted to do something, you wouldn't be on tape. I don't think the situation is appropriate in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, you know, to have those one-on-one situations when you are married.
What do you mean? To go golfing with
like
a female
to have, like, a
companion?
One-on-one thing, yeah. I think that's a little...
I kind of agree with you. I do. Or if you're going to do that, like, I think you need to have a conversation with your spouse about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we saw him, he was picking out shirts, starting with the red shirt or the black and white shirt. And Chris is like, since when have you ever cared what you look like when you went golfing?
But,
you know?
Yeah. So. It was, okay, I'm sorry, but I kind of liked watching Chris kind of squirm a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She does it to him all the time. How he's been feeling with this. Todd
Waterman. Whole different situation that we're talking about later.
And, can I just say, though, I mean, I am the married one here. It's like, I don't need to do everything with my husband all the time. And I don't feel that I need to ask permission if I can do something all the time. I mean, I understand maybe going off and... Okay, in this situation with Bruce and Angie, I think that was innocent and that was... They're golfing.
Yeah.
Chris meeting up with her ex-boyfriend, that wasn't okay.
No. Mm-hmm. Did you see the different types of flirting, though?
Absolutely.
Different levels.
Because there's history on that side, you know, on Chris and Todd's side. But I can't
what do you guys think of the spying? Do you think that?
Well, we're gonna dig into it a little bit. But like you just mentioned, doing things with your husband. Do you ever shop with your husband?
Yeah, but then there is times where I shop alone or he shops alone.
Do you ever shop on Amazon.com?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, AfterBuzz fans, I think you got where this is going. But I just want to tell you guys about this great affiliate program we have with Amazon.com.
So easy.
If you would ordinarily do your shopping on Amazon.com.
Detour.
If you would buy mugs or tennis rackets or headphones or Maria's book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life. If you would normally make your purchases on Amazon.com, what we're asking you to do is just make a short little detour and go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click on the Amazon affiliate banner, and boom, you've made your purchase the same way. It comes from the same place. There's no additional fee. It's just a little detour. And what happens when you do that is it gives us a little kickback, and it enables us to bring you new shows. It enables us to keep giving you things for free, like the podcast and all the great shows. And it keeps us here. So yeah, it's a win-win situation for everybody. So don't forget.
And we love you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yay.
And if you don't normally make your purchases on Amazon.com, maybe you should check it out. You might be able to find some better deals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they have really good deals on Amazon.
Yeah.
I love Amazon.
It's great. Okay, so back to the juice. Back to Bruce. So I get what you guys, I totally agree with you, Giselle. I think if you are going to start to have this one-on-one kind of relationship with someone where you're going to see them on a regular basis, 2-3 times a week, yeah, golfing, that's a little concerning.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I know Chris is a different subject. We'll talk about that, but yeah.
Well, and also, you know, like I said, I really don't think Bruce meant any harm by it. I don't blame him for doing it, considering the recent events in which he's not getting a lot of attention, and Chris has been bringing out previous conversation about Todd. Although I will say, even though I felt like he was totally harmless, there were a couple things that Angie said that I was kind of like, you know, like saying that he had better things to look at. And she goes, yeah, and girls have boobs.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like,
inappropriate.
She's no fool. You know,
so you
what I
want
mean?
Him to look at your boobs or.
Right.
I mean, who knows what her relationship status is. I should have looked into that and I didn't, but.
I don't know. Hey, Marissa, can you tell us if Angie Everhart is a single, married boyfriend? I know she has a kid. Okay. I do know she has a child, and that's a fact. But I'm not sure what her status is. But good point.
I will look that up for you.
But you know,
I think flirting is healthy.
Yeah,
flirting
is
healthy.
It is.
It's only unhealthy if you act upon it and if you take it to another level.
But there's also, I mean, there's flirting in which you could, you know, you can be nice to someone and be kind and do the eye contact or say someone looks nice, but like to flat out say like boobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't say look at my boobs. He was making a comment saying, hey, it's better nice to look at girls, you know, mm-hmm, be golfing with a female partner rather than the males. She goes, yeah, you know, blah blah blah, and plus we have boobs. I mean, okay, I get where it could be a little inappropriate. But also, that might just be her personality. She is a gorgeous woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the spying. So, and it's Kim so who funny. Encourages her mom to, okay, let's go on the
FBI
golf course.
Kim.
Let's check it out. Let's go incognito on a golf course with black hoodies
which
and sunglasses.
Which I don't know if they probably, saw, with a camera.
Yeah,
who was following
them?
Because they were driving on the cart and a cart was following them with a camera.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do they not know?
Yeah, if that's not anonymous, I don't know what is.
Well, maybe E was using a super spy camera. Maybe.
You
we
know?
Have to check that out.
Yeah.
That which
totally.
They probably purchased on Amazon.
Yeah.
Right.
Where they were hiding in the trees.
Camera.
Jumping from tree to tree.
Yeah.
Were you guys surprised to see that Chris was a little jealous, given the fact that what we've seen her through,
completely.
You know, with
I was
Todd.
Happy to see her
it
jealous.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I mean, maybe it opens her eyes
so
to what she's doing.
It yeah. didn't surprise you at all?
No. There was a little part of me that was surprised that she was jealous in that, like, sometimes she shows that she doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed and appreciated the fact that she was jealous because it does show that she does care. How she reacted to it in the spying sense and hanging out with Todd, a little immature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know she was egged on a little bit, but come on now. 20 years of marriage.
The jealousy part did not surprise me, but how she acted upon and called Kim and was like, come on, FBI, Kim, let's... Let's go incognito and follow this guy. And
with an infrared camera.
That's what surprised me. That's what surprised me.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me at all.
Because for a very busy, busy woman, she had time to go spy on her
but
husband.
But she doesn't have time to hang out with him.
Or to pick up her own damn dry cleaning.
What's up with the dry cleaning? Don't they have like 8 million assistants? Why would he need to go and pick up her dry cleaning?
I think it's just the point that Chris feels like she's going
to
be second best now.
And she wants
I think that that's the point. She does. That's why it doesn't surprise me that she was jealous at all. She's always in the spotlight. He's always at home. She gets the attention. She loves having that power. Mm-hmm. She's a powerful woman. She controls her relationship.
Right.
And now
the ball
tables
was
have
on
turned.
The course and not in her court.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow is that.
I loved her sunglasses, though. Little side note, little fashion.
The cat eye ones.
Love those cat eye sunglasses.
Yeah.
I love all her sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys catch the part where Chris asked Kim, did you bring your night vision camera?
That really surprised me, that comment.
That did. And
because
what was
I feel
the
like
comment?
Kim is just not a mean person. She, you know, Paris said a lot of mean things about her. And I feel like what I like about Kim is she's never really been nasty to, about anyone.
Right.
She always kind of plays off, you know, the good-hearted, mm-hmm. good person. Mm-hmm. And she said kind of a little jab towards Paris and said, that wasn't me, that was Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Right.
She didn't just say I think she said Paris Hilton.
She said Paris Hilton.
Yeah, she said the full name.
And well, if you guys are not familiar with Paris Hilton, she did a sex tape using like a night vision camera.
She did a few sex tapes.
Yeah.
Was it a few?
She has more than one.
Was it more than one? Wasn't it One Night in Paris? Or there was another one?
That was a famous one. Oh, okay. But then she had, there was another one. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
She's had more than one. Yeah.
She likes
So that was just a little surprising jab.
Mm-hmm. But funny though.
Yeah.
We watched it twice. I didn't catch it either time.
Agreed. Yeah. I needed a little rewind on that one. Okay. So is it time to talk about an eye for an eye? So we just got finished, you know, talking about Angie and Bruce. And okay, we think it's innocent. We don't think there's anything to it. But now we see Chris kind of just in retaliation. She's hooked up with her.
Todd.
With Todd, which now, I don't see those two things as being the same. Like she had an affair with this man.
No, would you say it's retaliation or would you say it's something that she's kind of been wanting to do and this was a great opportunity for her to be like, you know what?
Completely.
If Bruce is going to be, you know, playing with his friend, I'm going to go play with my friend.
I think it's both.
Yeah.
Definitely both.
I think she's always wanted to and it just... It was a perfect moment for her.
She's going to do what
she did it out
do.
Of spite. But she also deep down had wanted to do it.
But after all the grief that she got from her family in the Dominican Republic, she's just going to turn around and just be like, F it. I'm just going to go and do it. And did you guys notice? Because Kris Jenner doesn't usually wear dresses. This woman was decked out to the nines for an afternoon lunch or
whatever that was. How much time do you have this afternoon?
And he was like whispering.
I like the fact that she was like, what do you mean you missed me for 23 years?
You would wait for me.
I mean, we were all curious to see what this guy was whispering in her ears.
Right.
These little sweet nothings. We need to kick his ass. He is being inappropriate.
Yeah.
Now, that's inappropriate.
And Bruce is not like him.
At all.
Bruce, and it's funny because, you know, with Rob Kardashian... You know, they were kind of friendly.
Yeah.
Bruce, you know, said, you know, I respect you. I respect your kids. I'm going to be there for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a relationship. And Bruce has kind of voiced that with this guy, they don't really have that. Like he like had called him and threatened to beat him up. And I just, I really think that this guy's just kind of bad news and just trying to like stir up stuff.
He's totally bad news bears.
Yeah.
I'm surprised with how open she was about it, even at the breast cancer lunch, how she was talking to her friend about it. And I'm trying to remember exactly what her friend said back, but like there was...
Life without Bruce or something.
Yeah.
She's like, what's next for her?
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine life without Bruce?
And she said,
She was like, yeah, sure. I think there's still another chapter. And it's like for her to say that so freely on camera to her friends in public at this party where all the attention is on her, I was just... flabbergasted. I think she's playing with fire.
Completely. Well, do we feel that maybe she said that because she's so angry right now that Bruce is spending a lot of time with Angie?
Even if she is, she doesn't have... I don't think she necessarily has the right to be.
Hmm.
I think as someone who's been married... Not me, as someone. As for her.
Yeah.
Someone who's been married for 20 years. You know, you would think that they would have their own system of communication going. And she hasn't said a single thing to him. All she said are jealous remarks. They haven't sat down and had a conversation just so... She can understand, like, look, it's not that big of a deal. You know, if you want to come, I'm sure Bruce would say, like, if you want to come along, like, hey, come along in the golf cart. And she'd be like, oh, I don't want to go to the golf course.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, so here's a question for you guys. So do we think if this hadn't arisen with Bruce and playing golf with Angie, do we think that she would have even gone there with Todd?
Well, that's what I was asking you guys earlier.
I think it definitely sparked... you know, the motivation to go.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because she'd already wanted to do it. Yeah.
Right, and Giselle brought up a good point, saying she just freely was talking about Todd to her girlfriends. Now, we as women know that when we have someone or something on our mind, we share that with our girlfriends, whether it's good or bad. We want to talk about it. If it's a good love, a new love, a bad love, an old love, we like to talk about it with our girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
If that's something that's deep in our hearts and means something to us.
Right.
Yeah.
And what was Kim's advice last week to her mom was like, and they showed it in the commercial clip, it was like, you know, do you still want to be married? And she was like, yes. And she's like, then stay far away from this guy. You know, like her own kids telling her that. And she, you know.
And then a week later,
The temptation. Whatever. She gave in to the temptation.
Well, here's another thing that came out as she's meeting with Todd. He basically admitted that he's been waiting to see her. And like right. And it seemed like he knew that she was going to be at this the tennis club.
Well,
so I don't know. That's still a little up in the air.
Because he was saying that he'd been going there for a year and that was her first time.
Who knows?
I mean, I'm disappointed because this whole thing in the Dominican Republic was her saying, I did not go and meet him. And Bruce is like, I'm sorry. I should have heard you out. You know, we all assumed that you went and you met up with this man, but turns out you didn't. And now a few weeks later, she just did it. She just went for it. And she, I mean, she knows how her family feels. She knows that nobody is going to you can't justify what you just did right now.
It's crazy, though, just to see the way that she did behave getting jealous. Because if you remember the first time that she went to go attempt to meet Todd, she was freaking out.
Right.
She was nervous. She was looking at her phone. Right. She was like, she couldn't hold a conversation.
Right.
And then now all of a sudden she just went. She did the glass of wine. Mm-hmm. She sat there. She waited just like.
Yeah, she said she felt so comfortable and didn't feel nervous.
There.
Wow.
So does that mean that she doesn't have feelings for him? That's why she's comfortable? Or she's comfortable because that
she's happy
and she feels that was a missing puzzle?
I think she just was really jealous and was acting out of... Hope was acting out of character.
Well, let's hit a quick commercial and we can kind of wrap up the rest of this and get into some news and gossip and more predictions. Commercial.
Hey there, good buddies. Handles Woolly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man. No, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Woolly Bear sent you.
Yeah, contact. Hey guys, we are back. All right, so are we wrapped up with this whole Chris thing? Because I think we're going to see a little bit more of that in our prediction, so maybe we can cover it then. But how about a little news and gossip?
Yeah.
TV News.
Okay, so speaking of sex tapes, because it came up today, I mean, how does sex
just
tape
today?
Not, you know, just come up in random conversation?
I mean,
but
with us? Really?
Every day.
Really? Are you going to go there?
I know.
Let's consider what we,
Okay, so Kanye West, who we all know is Kim's new boo, he refuses to ever watch Kim's sex tape. Are you guys surprised to hear that?
No, I think he saw it already. He's definitely seen it. He just doesn't want to talk about it now because he doesn't want to see her loving Ray J.
Well, let me read this comment really quickly. It says, when some of his buddies were teasing him about it over a few beers recently, he went crazy and told them in no uncertain terms that the subject was completely off limits. At first, his friends thought that he was joking, but he was dead serious. Kanye never, ever wants to see the tape, and he has banned anyone in his entourage from even talking about it.
I think he's seen it.
He just doesn't want to talk about it, and he doesn't want people to talk about it. It's his girl now, and he doesn't want to see her or hear her being, you know, with someone else.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think he's seen it already, and I think whether it was a tape or whether it's just sex in general, I think there are certain, you know, boundaries that you have when you do become serious with someone with guys.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about past loves,
especially if
everybody's seen it.
Mm. Yeah, if everybody's seen her goodies, Lady Town and all that stuff. Okay, so all right, you guys,
do you want to see how to booty shake?
All right, water. You guys.
Yeah, I'm water.
Stop the presses. Stop the presses.
Stop the press.
Stop the press. Presses.
Press.
Press.
Oh my
press.
God. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Oh my God. Kim Kardashian. She posted a new photo of herself on Twitter, and guess what? It was an ugly picture.
It wasn't.
Do you know why it was ugly? Because she was at Magic Mountain and she was on a roller coaster. And it's, you know, when you get on the roller coaster and they snap those pictures of you and like you don't know when it's coming.
Right.
Your face is like doing all these weird things. Well, hey, Marissa, do we have time to pull up that picture? It's the link that's in the news and gossip.
And for you guys that don't know what Magic Mountain is, it's like Six Flags, Great Adventures, amusement park, and there's super scary roller coaster rides,
and everyone around her is having a great time, and she's like,
and I've seen the picture,
like,
and I've seen the picture.
A little cute on it.
I mean, I've seen this picture, and you know what? I'm scared. I mean, what are you supposed to look like when you're scared? You're like,
not natural if you're trying to pose.
You know, I have to say something, especially with this whole Kanye and Kim relationship. In the beginning, we were kind of skeptical about what they really were about, but I feel like Kanye, and I know that Kanye's had a bad reputation throughout his career, you know, the whole Taylor Swift thing, the whole, you know, whatever. I think he has a good influence on her. I think that he is bringing her down to earth. Like, she's looking more natural.
Yeah.
She's definitely, I mean, she's a pretty girl, and we can finally see a little bit of that because she doesn't have all that glitz and glamour on all the time. I love that she's calling herself out. She's even posting ugly pictures of herself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Yeah,
I like Kanye, them together. She would ever do that.
No,
true.
I like them a lot.
Okay, here's the picture, guys. So Kim is in the middle.
Look how little he looks.
Kim is in the middle. Kanye is on the end.
They're the same height.
I have to say, she is given some good hair in this shot because she's on a roller coaster. I don't see a hair out of place.
A lot of hairspray.
Well, it's tight in a bun.
Aquanet.
I mean, I know it's a little blurry, but that does not look like an ugly picture. Maybe that's ugly for her.
It's ugly for her.
Yeah.
But I love how Kanye's trying to hold her hand.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Kanye's trying to hold her hand, calm her down.
That's
cute. And I think that's Kendall, right? Kendall or Kylie?
Yeah.
Kendall.
Oh, my God. It makes me want to go to an amusement park. Okay, next up. So, Myla Sinaj, I believe that's how you pronounce her name. No, this is a girl who was rumored to be Chris Humphrey's girlfriend.
Well, after they broke up.
Lover, potential baby's mother, all that kind of stuff. So, recently, she was considered an ally of Kim Kardashian in this whole divorce drama, who could help Kim, you know, with all this kind of stuff. But now she's telling Kim to back up, girl, back off.
back up for like what?
Well, okay, here, let me read this. So here's a quick refresher. So Kim wants to sign the divorce papers to Chris. Chris is dragging out the split in order to earn more money by proving how he was duped into the phony marriage. And he wants, you know,
attempting to prove,
right? And now Kim subpoenaed this Myla girl under the belief that she can help provide information that's going to hurt Humphreys. It's going to damage his case. Basically, because Humphreys was the one who came out to say, you know, I'm not seeing anybody, I'm not dating anybody, but this girl can like actually come in and prove that, you know, either way that Chris did something or not. So in essence,
but she's pregnant by Chris Humphrey's baby.
We don't know that yet.
Oh, allegedly.
We don't know that yet.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that.
We don't know who the real father is. So now Myla's just kind of saying, like, back off of me. I'm not helping you. I need to do what's right for me. So time will tell what's going to happen with that. Who this girl is going to help. So interesting.
She looks a little hoochie mama, I'm not going to lie.
A little.
I mean,
but
that was his rebound sex.
But Humphrey's definitely has a type because she's dark, you know, dark hair. You know, she's.
I mean, honestly, isn't it probably that we're going to find anyone hotter than Kim? Probably.
True.
It's about what's inside, Adrian.
Did your mother teach you that?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. And then our last bit of gossip today. Kim Kardashian was mocked by Ray J. Everything was about this sex tape today. Look at the show. Anyway. She was mocked by Ray J about the sex tape on Twitter. So they had this little Twitter thing going back and forth. So on Wednesday, Kim tweeted, "Keep your life in a positive perspective. We are not defined by our past." And then Ray J, he came back and he just went laugh out loud. Basically just saying, like, really? Are you kidding me? Because of that tape, you wouldn't be doing A, B, and C. That's what I think his response was.
So and the divorce and everything.
So he was just like, really, girl, please, not defined by your past. Like, your past is what's kind of propelling you into this future.
Mm-hmm. She was just telling, she even admitted that to Oprah. When Oprah called her out on it, she was like, you know.
Yeah, the sex tape is basically what put me on the map.
Right, exactly. So what do you think about Ray J calling her out on this?
Ray J.
In a sense.
I mean, it's unnecessary, but it's funny.
I mean, it goes both ways because you know what? The past is what makes us who we are in the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the present. However, it's not about where we've been. It's where we're at. So it's kind of, it goes both ways, you know?
I'm surprised he still follows her on Twitter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Ray J, seriously?
Yeah.
With your crooked ass. If you guys seen the tape, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God.
You know?
That's really funny.
But like, anything
I just
that
in her mouth.
Does
I don't remember which way.
Okay, maybe it was to the right. I'm sorry. It was left or right, but it wasn't straight. I'll tell you that.
But anything that Kim's doing now, she's in the public eye. She's doing it for her image. She's, you know?
Right.
It's all strategic.
All right, so moving on to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so...
That scared me.
What?
That's scary.
Scary.
All right. So
I'm gonna hear that in my sleep. Don't do it.
Okay, now let's stay on track, people.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So I think we're gonna see some more fallout of this whole situation with Chris and Todd because next week we see a clip where Bruce is just like, "You're stupid.
Yeah,
like,
you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Why did you go see this guy? Like, are we thinking that things are really getting rocky here with them?
I think as women, we need our closure. Whether it's 23 years later
yes,
or whether it's
do.
23 days later. Yes. This one's for you. Yeah. I think at the end, Chris is going to come through for her family and just tell him to F off and be like, you know what?
I hope. She better.
What do you think?
She better. I love Bruce. And like, if she breaks his heart and like does something bad, I don't really know. I just won't like her at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope that she gets her... Her crap together.
Yeah. What do you think, G-Money?
She's going to, but not without first giving us a nice Kardashian ugly cry.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to see.
I'm on the fence. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
I think everyone's going to gang up on her, too.
Yeah.
Because, you
of
know, there are
like
no
they
secrets
did in
with that family.
Dominican.
Yeah.
They all got up and left.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Well, before we sign off and we, you know, tell everybody where to find us, I just want to wish Marissa, our engineer,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
boo-boo.
Was this past weekend. So, happy birthday, Marissa. Happy birthday, Marissa. Happy birthday.
We don't know that. Me and Susan don't know you guys.
So, we just want to wish Marissa a very happy birthday. We hope she had a great day. And we love her and appreciate her.
We love her so much.
For all
so
that
much.
She does back there, for you, for us. So we just wanted to wish her happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yay.
Ooh, that's our own sound effect. So let's go around the table and, you know, where can we find you?
Please follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn. That's ITSSUSANHAHN. I'm always going to keep it real, one bitch at a time.
Hey,
and I'm Adria Theoretis. You guys can find me at Adria Theo.
And I'm Giselle Ugarte. You can find me at Giselle Ugarte, GISELLEUGARTE on Twitter, Instagram, and my website.
And I am Deanna Vaughn. I feel like I need to spell. You can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's GO2 GIRLTV. And you can also find me at GoToGirlTV.com, bringing you all kinds of great budget advice for everything.
Everything.
All right, guys. So thanks. It was another great show. Thanks for tuning in. Especially all you people in the UK, you know,
because
we noticed,
love you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. I see a lot of comments from you. So thanks so much and tune in next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.